This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a couple of calls on the line, so we're going to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Monique is in Alfred, Maine.
Monique, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Great tribute on your dad this week in your newsletter.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Okay, I have a huge butterfly bush patio tree, and it's just getting really big. And I'm wondering if I could put that in ground.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can get that in ground. What I'd like to see you do when you do plant it, add, even though it's been in a nice container and it's doing well, you want to give some more nutrients back to it when you plant it into the ground.
Okay.
So I'd like to see you add some sort of like a compost mix, like a compost planting mix, something that has compost or manure or peat humus, that type of thing in there. Mix that into the soil. So make sure that when you dig the hole twice the size of the pot. Okay.
Right.
And you're going to use a mixture of like a 50-50 of that compost and the existing soil. Mix that together when planting.
All right.
The other thing I'd like to see you do is use what's called Biotone Starter from Espoma. It's a transplant shock helper. It makes sure that it doesn't go through shock. Okay. It will actually give some nutrients back to the plant.
All right.
And get it, growing a little bit quicker.
And my next question is, when should I do it? Should I do it now or in the fall or next spring?
You could do it now or you could do it in the fall. It's all about just getting that good base and the watering for it and continue to water it. One trick when it comes to the planting, what I'd like to see you do is when you put the plant in, fill the soil about halfway, pack it down with your hands or, if the hole's big enough, your feet, etc. And then I want you to water it in right there. Not when it's at the end. I want you to water it in when you've gone about halfway. What you're going to notice is some of that soil is going to drop because it's getting in all those holes that you couldn't compact it enough.
Once
that is kind of settled down, fill the rest of it with soil, then water it again.
Okay.
So that way it's really, the soil is really compact around it. We talk a lot of times about you don't want too compact soil. But at this point when you're planting it, you want it to be strong around it so it's going to stay standing up straight, obviously. It'll be able to grow around it. The one thing you'll change when it comes to your watering is versus, with a container, when it's in there, you water it, and then you kind of move on to the next house plant or the next plant in a container. This one, I want you to leave the hose on it on a trickle for about 10 to 15 minutes. Now, one of the reasons why we do that is the feeder roots and the roots that you want really to get that water so it won't have to, you know, when it goes into a drought, it's not going to be looking for it. You want the roots to get deeper and deeper. Top 4 to 6 inches will dry out quicker. And if the water's only going into that part, those roots are going to dry out and you'll go into shock. The plant will go into shock. So we want that water to go further down. That's why we go with that trickle for that deep watering, so the roots will go further down.
Okay. Now, should I trim my plant before winter or wait till the spring?
So that's, you know, that's really up to you on what you want to do. If you're looking to keep it, you know, flowering at this point, you can, you know, sometimes with a butterfly bush, you can remove some of the faded flowers and try to get them to grow
and
a little
bit more.
And you get more. So that's one to be doing. A lot of times people will just cut back butterfly bush in the spring. Right as it's coming up, because that's one of those ones where you can pretty much cut to the ground and it comes back the same size.
Absolutely.
So that's what I would do.
I have some in ground, but this is a tree, so I didn't know, you know, the difference, if it would be different.
Yeah, so with the tree form, obviously you're not going to cut it down to the ground, because then you get a bush
form. I know. No, down to the trunk.
Yeah, so that's what you would want to do, obviously.
Right.
You know, just protect the base in the ground for the winter. Don't put anything around it until late. Maybe putting some, you know, some straw, some salt marsh hay or leaves or something almost around Thanksgiving time.
Just to protect
the base. Because when it's in the pot for you, I'm sure you protect it in an area. It's not going to get hit as much. So it's going to be going into shock this winter because it's outside. By insulating the ground, giving it a little bit something to hold it over, to keep the roots protected, is going to be beneficial for something like that as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem, Monique. Have a great one. Good luck.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line, so we're going to go right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Wisconsin.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a catalpa tree that I planted about maybe 10 years ago, and it's been thriving and doing well. And this spring, it it was doing well. It was blossoming, and everything was looking good. And then one day, I looked out my window, and the leaves started to curl up in spots. And finally, they turned brown and dropped off, and all the blossoms went. But only about half of the tree has been affected. The rest of the tree looks, you know, okay. And some of the branches that were dead, that I thought were dead, there's some small leaves coming back. So I wanted to know if you had a solution or what I could do to save the tree.
Quick question on that. Is it just like, did one side of it do it, or was it the whole tree?
Yeah, just one side.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that sounds like verticillium wilt, which happens to catalpa trees, and it's the roots are damaged in the spring, so it's showing that later. We're looking
at...
We've
had a lot of rain, too. We've had an awful lot of rain here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's maybe affected it.
That's definitely has something to do with it as well. So you're going to want to fertilize it this fall with something that has a good amount of potassium in it. So that would be the last number, something that has a little bit more potassium in it to really help the immune system of the plant. You don't want it to help spread it. As far as a disease with the wilt, you can look at using a couple products. I'd like to use Infuse from Bonide. That product, Infuse, is a systemic, and it's going to help you help take care of some of that disease that's going on. It's going to be the strongest one for you. Infuse comes in concentrate and hose end sprayer. So you definitely want, what you do is, I know the Catalpa, you know, 10 years is probably not as big as it can be, but it's probably pretty big.
About 20 feet high.
Yeah, so the hose end spray will get about 20 feet. So you're going to want to spray the whole plant, because what it does is it'll absorb into the leaves, then absorb into the branches, and then translocate through the plant to help with the wilt. Okay.
Yeah.
The fertilizing is definitely important, because the tree is weakening and the roots are weakening. Okay. And you want to get those roots stronger. The other thing I would look at doing is, there's a product from Natural Alternatives that is a really good product to help anything that's weak like this. But it works with the fertilizer together. It's not a fertilizer itself. It's called Protolizer. Protolizer helps actually, when a plant is weak, get the fertilizer that you're putting down, get it more readily available for the plant to absorb. Okay, so it's going to act with it and allow it to go quicker versus that, you know, slow release type. It's also going to help with weakness. Again, it's called Protolizer from Natural Alternatives. You can buy it online or you can give them a call. They have a phone number if you want. It's 888-546-5941. You can give them a call on Monday and let them know you're looking for Protolizer. And that I sent you, and they'll give you some discount there.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a bunch of open lines, so give us a call. Now, I wanted to follow up a little bit more with what Tom was talking about with the verticillium wilt. There is one way to take care of this because it does live in the soil. And I wanted to go over that a little bit because it actually, we can go back to Trish with the apple scab and the leaves, etc., because it lives in the soil. Now, there's a way to get rid of this by what's called solarization. So what it does is soil solarization heats up the top 6 inches of the soil or so to temperatures high enough to kill the fungus. So now here's what you can do. You can prepare the soil there by tilling or digging up and then actually wetting it down. Cover the area with a clear plastic tarp and bury the edges under a few inches of soil to hold it in place and to keep the heat in. So what it does, it takes about 3 to 5 weeks of bright sunlight and warm temperatures for the soil to heat up enough to kill the fungus. So obviously if you have a plant in there, you're not going to be tilling it. What you're going to be doing is digging, the area that it's around it. A lot of times, something like verticillium wilt doesn't really just go away. Same thing with some of the black scab, the apple scab, the black spot. So what you can do is some of the areas around it doing that with the, covering the areas, not tilling it or digging it up. Kind of maybe using like a, call it like a garden weasel. It almost just roughs up the top couple inches to break it up a bit. So do that. You could use the clear. I've even used like the black plastic to really get it warmed up, maybe go a little bit quicker that way. But that is one way to get rid of the fungus that's underneath it. a lot of times when it, when the products, when a problem arises, the easiest way with something like that is just to get rid of the plant. And that's why you would till it up and put that on there, because that disease will live in the soil. It just doesn't go away. So that's the best way to take care of it for the tree that's there. Again, fertilizing. I said potassium. I meant to say high phosphorus, which would be the middle number on there, and adding the protolizer with it. You can use the protolizer now every couple weeks, sometimes a little bit more. But again, that's that fertilizer from Natural Alternatives. When you give them a call, you can let them know that I sent you over there. I'll give you a free shipping on some of it too. So definitely contact them, because it does work well with the fertilizer. So yeah, so hopefully that will help you, and hopefully that'll work out for you. Now, I mentioned before, and I'll mention it again, you know, my dad was always somebody who gave back to the kids, and my aunt has a great program in Marshfield, Mass, called Magical Moon Foundation, and we're going to bring her on a little bit later. I wanted to just bring it up to people to know, because they take care of the young kids, even older kids as well, when they're going through something that's real hard, you know, life-threatening diseases, etc. It's a nonprofit, and they bring kids in there to do this. And right now, I want to bring it up. I was hoping people could donate, you know, in my father's name, because it is, you know, been a year since he passed, and I, you know, would really mean a lot to me and the family. You can go to their website at magicalmoon.org and go to the support, and you can donate that way, or you can call them at 800-840-0205. Again, 800-840-0205. And that's to donate to Magical Moon Foundation. It's a great program. I mean, I was there this weekend, and, you know, just for about a half an hour and just walking through the gardens, it's incredible. They're trying to do everything organic, to be safe for the kids and, for everybody out there. So, definitely worth thinking about. I just wanted to bring that up. For those of you looking to call me, ask some gardening questions, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock today to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Do everything we can to help you out. On the other side of the break, we'll be right back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects, from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Portland, Oregon police arresting at least 13 people as protesters scuffled with officers during a right-wing rally on Saturday. A white nationalist group was demonstrating there, and they were met with anti-fascist protesters. Police mostly keeping the two sides apart, though 5 people received minor injuries because of minor confrontations. Portland's Mayor Ted Wheeler says, "The police did a great job balancing many issues and concerns raised by that event."
We want to protect people's rights to assembly. We, of course, want to enforce the law.
Police at the Kentucky State Fair say it was a prank, someone setting off fireworks and then screaming active shooter. It caused people to start running out of the fairgrounds, but in the end there was no shooter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we have somebody special on the line, my brother Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. Doing all right. I know you've already got a run in, so you're doing a little bit better than me today.
Yeah, well, we had to postpone the run because Florida is under siege from rain. That's all it does. It seems for the past 4 days we've gotten about 9 inches of rain the past 4 days.
Oh, yeah. Just 9 inches? Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
You guys can keep that amount down there. You know, we've been talking, the family, and we wanted to bring Matt in, and, you know, we're going to call my brother Jay a little bit later just to, say a memory about my dad. You know, we are honoring him. It's been a year since he passed, unfortunately, but we're keeping his memory alive, so was hoping you could give us a memory, Matt.
Oh, sure. I can give you plenty of memories. I mean, I've got a ton of them. Being the oldest, I got to do a lot at the first, but you know, it's funny the things that you learn from your parents and you learn from stuff that gets passed down from one generation to the next. Grandpa used to drive a sit-upon tractor to mow his lawn. That was what we called it, a sit-upon mower. And then Dad called it a sit-upon mower. And now I call it a sit-upon mower. And now my five-year-old Michael calls it a sit-upon mower. And I tell anybody I'm going to mow the lawn of my sit-upon, nobody has any clue what I'm saying. at all. They go, what? I'm like, oh, my lawn tractor. It's a sit-upon. You know, the little things that Dad taught us that he got from his parents that they might have got from somewhere from their parents. It's just, it's amazing the stuff that goes on. We'll be out somewhere and I'll be with Michael and I'll say, what type of plant that is? I'll say, oh, it's such and such. Michael goes, oh, he knows all the plants. His daddy taught him that. So, it's, you know, his memory's always with us. He's always there. He has to move forward, learn new things, get out and get dirty, and make things look nice.
definitely, that's something he always taught us is, get your hands dirty, get in there and do it. And if you can't do it, then you should be thinking about something else, but, you definitely should get your hands dirty and get into that. So, a lot of great memories. As you said, you're the oldest, so you probably have the most, we've always been doing this. He's brought us up in the garden, and it's good to hear that Michael's going to be thinking about this stuff as you bring it up, because kids, younger generation right now aren't really getting that information.
Oh yeah, we have a little garden in the backyard at our house, in containers. If you can't do anything in my soil, it doesn't last. And, he is out there watering, and he has been helping fertilize, and we've got peppers that we're growing. And that little boy goes out there, whenever there's a pepper that's close to being ripe, and picks it right off the plant and starts eating it raw. No cooking it, no washing it, just starts grabbing it. It reminded me of my brother Jay when we lived in Massachusetts. Dad planted a garden every year, and he had it out on the right-hand side of the backyard, if you looked out the back window. And Dad, every morning, would look out in the garden and see what was going on, and he'd always check on it. As things started to go, he was getting excited, and he saw the tomatoes were starting to come in, and the cucumbers were starting to come in. And he had no idea what was going on, because as the cucumbers started to get big, the ends were missing. And he was trying to figure out what animal it was. And when we lived in Marshfield, there was no way it was a deer because there wasn't enough fields and enough forest for deer to be hiding. So the dogs, it's going to be like a possum or a woodchuck or a squirrel or a chipmunk. And he's sitting out there trying to figure it out, scoping it out, and setting traps for the woodchuck. And we found a hole for the woodchuck and blocked up the hole. One morning, he's sitting out in the kitchen, looking out the window, and he hears the door open. And here comes my little brother, Jay. Jay walks out from the garden, and he grabs one of the cucumbers, bites the end off the cucumber, and lights it down. I'm stuck in the house. And Dad just starts to have a huge laugh, going, "Oh, that's one animal I wasn't looking for."
Definitely, that's I remember Dad talking about that all the time. That was one of his hardest pests, if you will, to figure out. You never really stumped that man on anything, and one stumped him. And we'll say Jay was that biggest the biggest stump of his career. He couldn't really figure it out. It just took some time.
Oh yeah, he laughed about it all the time. He cucumbers that was growing in the garden doesn't remind him of Jay. It was just hilarious how that worked out, where Jay would just go out and take a bite and leave it alone.
But, exactly.
Dad loved to explore and find new things. Anytime he could find a new plant or a new crop, when he found out Irish juniper had come out, he loved it. And it was one of my favorite plants. So we had just moved into the house in Tampa. And we planted one in the front yard, and that thing took off like a rocket. He loved it. And then it had to come down because it started to fall apart, and I had helped plant it. And he called me. He's like, "Matt, I got to take down the Irish juniper." "Why are you going to take it down?" He goes, "Because it's dying." So, he cared about stuff that we did as well. Stuff that we planted, stuff that we made it look nice around the house. He wanted us to know if something was going on with it, and that was pretty cool because, he took the time out to care, and, he cared about all the listeners. Going through old photos, there's pictures that were taken of him doing remotes live on scene at, a garden center. It could have been at Kennedy's, it could have been at Mahoney's, it could have been at any of the places that he's been, and just sitting there and taking time, and I produced the radio program for a couple of years. We'd get there at 5 o'clock in the morning, and there'd be a couple of people waiting for him, just ready to ask questions. We're like, "It's 5 o'clock, but we gotta, prep for the show." And then during the commercial break, he'd come over and talk. And the show would end at 10, and we'd be there till 2, and I'd be like, "Dad, that we were supposed to leave an hour ago. Mom's waiting for us. I don't know, just one more. We'll be ready. And we just love to talk about shrubs and trees and plants and how to fix it. And then if you're going to talk about the Red Sox, the Patriots, forget it. He's awesome. He's going to keep talking. And he's passed that on to me, and I always pass it on to you and Jay, where we can just keep talking to almost anybody.
Definitely. That was that's one of the great things about Dad was he, you know, you get those breaks in between. You get a couple minutes in between to yourself to think about, you know, what's coming up next on the radio, what you can talk about to fill in some of the space in between calls, etc. He didn't need to think about that. He kind of knew exactly what he was going to talk about. So he just would take calls and, questions when he would do that live remote and stay afterwards. It was incredible. He really cared about everybody out there and doing that type of thing. So, a lot of great memories, a lot of great things to think about. So I do appreciate you calling in, Matt,
and giving
some of those memories. He's a very important man, as we all know, to us, and brought us up the right way and showed us what to do. So I appreciate you calling in and sharing some of those memories, Matt.
Not a problem. Like I said, I can share memories all day about that, but you've got callers who probably want to know what they got to do with something right now. I mean, it is the end of the growing season. Everybody's telling me it's fall, but it's still August, and somebody still hasn't celebrated their birthday at the end of the month yet. I don't know who he is. Oh, it might be you.
Oh, maybe. Oh, thank you. Well, you know, we were thinking fall this past week. It was real nice and cool, but summer's back. It's going to be 91 tomorrow. I know that's nothing to you guys in Florida, but to us up here, that's a little too hot for me. So
yeah, no, that was Dad would melt at 91 degrees. He called me when I was down here in Florida. How do you do it down there every day? I'm like, you just get used to it, Dad. He said, oh, I can't do it. I'm gonna melt.
Yep. So all right, Matt, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we'll talk soon.
No problem, little brother.
All right. We too. Bye
bye.
All right, our phone number out there is 855-660-4261. I do appreciate Matt giving us a call. It's some great to relive some of those memories. So we do have a call on the line, so we're going to go to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl's in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden. Help you today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We just had our Vermont State Fair pretty much ended yesterday for 5 days, I guess. And in our area, the Master Gardener area, we have a demonstration garden. And I was sneaking in to do my time and walking around the back, and I saw one plant, and it looked like lace. And I said, bend over a couple of leaves, and there's the dreaded Japanese beetle going to town. Well, this is a demonstration garden, and people will eventually walk around, and they might see and think, well, these guys are good. I can't even keep this plant alive. So what do? Do you cut that out or cut it down? Or since it's kind of in the back, away from where most people are, use it for a trap?
Yeah, so that's the thing with the beetles. Right now, it's usually the trap that's going to get rid of them. You know, they have those those old style Japanese beetle traps. There was that plastic bag.
Well, I'm going to stop you for a second. I'm saying using the plant as a trap.
Well, yeah.
Hold
so
the
that's
Japanese beetles in one spot.
Well, that's what I mean. You would use the plant as the trap, but I'd also like to see you use a trap as well.
Right.
In the back of it, just to keep them in that area. The scent right there that goes from that bag will actually attract them there. Because if you just leave the plant itself, it's going to move on when it's done. It's going to move on to the next thing. It's not going to just sit in the one place. But there are still traps out there that you can use that will bring them in. They'll go on a stake as well, like the old style. Those old style, for some reason, they had them in bright yellow and made them so that everybody could see them on the property, so everybody knew you had the Japanese beetles coming on. If you're looking for like a spray to it, there is an organic spray that's just straight called Japanese Beetle Killer.
Right.
It's an organic product from Bonide. You can spray it on the plant and all over. It's pyrethrins. It's gonna kill them. It'll do some other insects as well. But it's organic, so, you know, in a garden, a test garden like that, you don't want to spray anything that's synthetic and get them on, you know, anybody who's looking at them. So this would be the way I would look at doing it.
Right. Get in there and get them out and then get the trap, give the trap to the guy with the racing pigs on the other side of the alley.
That's kind of what I would look at doing.
All right, then. Thank you very much.
All right, Daryl. Have a great one.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to go to a break here, but our number for those who want to give us a call is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break on the other side. More of your questions. Hope to help you guys out with all your gardening questions, so give us a call. We're going to be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy in New Hampshire.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Much love your show.
Thank you.
I have a magnolia tree. It's about two stories high, and I would like to get it cut and shaped, and I'm not sure when that should be and how much I can shape.
Go ahead.
No, that's it.
Okay. So one of the best times to prune anything that flowers is right after it blooms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah. Magnolias will bloom earlier in the season, so that would be a good time to do it. What I'd like you to take a look at in the magnolia is if you're starting to see buds setting. Sometimes you'll see some of them, sometimes you won't.
Uh-huh.
With a magnolia, if it's getting overgrown and it's just too much, cutting back now would be fine. I'd actually maybe wait a couple weeks just based on the heat we're about to get for this week. The heat's going to come back for about a week or so.
Uh-huh.
And when it's so hot, plants are stressed out more. And by pruning them, you could actually do more damage than helping them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you could do it probably in a couple weeks. Take a look at the temperatures. If you're not seeing high 80s and low 90s for the week, then you can prune them back. It's just when it's that hot, the plants will, it's almost looks like you didn't water them for like weeks.
Okay.
Because they'll be going to shock from that heat. And that open wounds will dry out quicker with the heat and the air and the humidity, etc. So that's why I say wait a little bit.
So even September or October?
September, October would be fine to do. The other would be to wait until after it blooms next year.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's the rule of thumb with anything that's flowering is to do it right after it flowers. So you can get the best growth for it and you're not affecting any of the blooms, for the next year.
Right.
So that's That would be the easiest way to do it. But okay. Again, what you want to do, so magnolias will bloom on old and new wood.
Yeah.
So it's the current and previous year's growth. So you just might not have as many blooms on it next year by doing it now. So that's why, you know, you can do it in this fall. Best way to do it is cut it back by a third. And I'm not talking a third of the tree itself. I'm looking at the branching and seeing like a third of the green.
Okay. All around the round part of the third.
Exactly. So, you know, sometimes with the tree form, there's, you know, 6 feet on the bottom. Not on most magnolias. They're bush forms usually, but there are some tree forms. But, you know, that where it's just stem, you don't want to count that as part of the third that you're cutting. You know what I mean?
Right.
So basically just where there's green, you can cut it back by a third and shape it. You can even cut it back by a little bit more on it. You just don't want to go over a half. You go over a half, the plant, basically you're taking half of the body of the plant away and expecting it to be fine, right? So that's why the rule of thumb is a third. But again, you could go a little bit more. You just don't want to go to a half. You could eventually get to that point by pruning multiple times, pruning now, and then after it flowers in the spring, cutting it back at that point because you're going to see the green growth growing elsewhere. You're going to have branches that are going to pop different ways and spread out. So you could eventually get it down, but it's just going to take a good amount of time to do that. It's pruning multiple times during the year.
Great. Appreciate that information.
Not a problem.
One other question. I've had hydrangea for years that haven't bloomed. How do I kickstart them?
So the best way to do that in the spring is to use superphosphate. That's something with a heavy middle number. The other thing is hope that we actually have a winter that stays winter versus going up and down. That's one of the problems with a lot of hydrangeas is the temperatures. What's happening is we're getting a warm until about middle of January, beginning of February. Then the snow hits us. Then it gets warm again for a couple of days. Then the snow hits us again. Then it gets warm. Then we get cold weather, and that's killing the buds that are popping out. But the superphosphate early is going to help with that, and I definitely think that should be the best for you.
Early. I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Nancy. Have a great one.
Love your show. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone number, 855-660-4261. Going to the big break. We'll be back on the other side of the 8 o'clock hour. See you then.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.